You're listening to Oldham Today here on Oldham Community Radio with Ian Wolstenholme. Now, let's face it, we've all done this, haven't we? We've all eaten a hearty meal and then regretted it when the old indigestion or worse, these sort of chest sort of pains, and you begin to regret it and everything, and it all kicks in and heartburn. But there can at times, if this condition continues, as for many people it often does, there can be some more, shall we say, slightly sinister undertones. I'm delighted to be joined by the Chief Operating Officer, Fiona LeBroy at Heartburn Cancer UK. Good morning, Fiona. Thanks for joining us on the programme.
Morning, Ian, and thanks so much for the warm welcome.
Now, when people put heartburn and cancer in the same sentence, is there a little bit of concern, a bit of trepidation?
I think there absolutely is. And we really don't want to worry people unduly. But we do want people to take persistent, ongoing, regular heartburn, acid reflux, indigestion, whatever they choose to call it, because there's a lot of names for it. We do want to take them to take that seriously and go and see their GP if it's ongoing, just so that it's on their GP's radar and they can give them the best advice. We really don't see long-term self-medicating on things like Gaviscon and Rennie's as a good solution. Short-term, that's absolutely fine. But if that's an item that's by your bedside table or in your pocket and you're munching away and swigging on those regularly, that's really not a good idea.
When I read that in the little briefing that we get from your colleague Ali there at the NHS Foundation, it did make me smile, because bless him, my late father used to chew on those Rennie tablets and other medications are available, as you say, as though they were Polo mints. Other mints are available, I guess. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? When you're an old chap and you've overeaten, what's the crack with that, Fiona?
I think now and then, I think it's absolutely fine. That's what that medication's for, isn't it? And we don't want everybody running off to their GP worried, just like you said earlier, if it's after a heavy meal and a little tipple on the weekend, a beer or something else. We don't want them all rushing off, but we just want to get that message across that if it's persistent and ongoing and it's a regular thing and it's troublesome, definitely if it's associated with any other symptoms, like any difficulty in swallowing, mm-hmm. Or losing weight without trying, or that real sort of lack of energy, or anything that's really just different for you, that you think something's not quite right, your GP then really would like to see you to have a chat and hopefully rule out that nothing's wrong and give you peace of mind.
Of course, you're absolutely right, there, Fiona. But that said, we have a responsibility to make people aware and just make them stop and think. And there's no getting away from the fact that esophageal cancer here is the seventh biggest cancer killer in the UK, fourth biggest for men, despite it being only the 14th most common. I guess, and this is very, very topical on the news this morning, there's been a lot of discussion and debate about some new initiatives to help, and we're not going to talk about men's prostate cancer, but it's continually in the minds of listeners to this and other programmes. Let's just make this a little bit more sort of practical for our Oldham Today listeners. If they toddle along on, I think it's Friday this week, isn't it, to Failsworth, to Tesco's, so they can be doing the shopping, they can be stocking up on the Gaviscon and the Rennies, but they may well see something that might just make them stop and think. Describe what's happening there at Tesco this week, Fiona, if you want.
Okay, so you won't miss us. We'll have our mobile unit in tow. it's got flames on the outside and very clear messaging. It's got NHS Greater Manchester on it, as well as Heartburn Cancer UK. Red canopy out the front. They won't miss us. We'll be stood there waiting to sort of welcome people to have a chat. We've got lots of trusted information and literature that we can hand to them or talk to them about. We've had lots of good questions over the last week about, you know, when should I go? Is this a problem? Yeah, I've got this swallowing difficulty, et cetera, et cetera. And it's been great to have those face-to-face conversations and either sort of give people peace of mind and a bit of information or say, no, you really should just go and have a chat. It probably is nothing, but it's better to be having that conversation with your GP and let them decide if anything further needs to be investigated.
So, yeah, I'm guessing from what you've just said there, Fiona, that obviously this will be very much a drop-in. I presume people don't have to make an appointment
We're quite easy as well. We're Fiona and Fiona, Fee and Fee this week, so I can't even get our names right. And, you know, we look forward to chatting. They don't have to make an appointment. We've got chairs there if they need a seat, but equally we can just stand and casually have a chat. If it rains, we can pop inside our unit and stay warm and dry. If it's a particularly nasty day, which I hope it isn't, we can come into the foyer of Tesco's. And if it's a nasty day, perhaps look for us there. Just in case you can't see us by the unit, but we'll be there between 10:30 and 6.
You've got all bases covered there, haven't you, Fiona? Definitely. You'd love to see queues around the van there, I guess.
Absolutely. We had a very busy day yesterday. It was wonderful. Everybody coming over and approaching us. So it was great. We had some really good conversations.
So from what you say, this is a drop-in opportunity for information gathering and to just really to put people's minds at rest. I'm presuming that there isn't a kind of a test, an on-site test available for people to sort of have a final, not diagnosis, but that kind of thing on this particular visit. You would signpost them if there was a potential issue or you felt or suspected that person you were speaking with had some serious concerns. You would signpost them and point them into a different, obviously, treatment regime at that point, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. We would signpost them to their GP, arm them with some information. Yeah. Because, you know, we're very keen that people act and advocate for their own health, if you know what I mean, because nobody else will. So it's important for us to give people all the information so they've got all the knowledge to then confidently sort of go and have a conversation with their doctor. Sometimes people are scared about getting in touch, wasting GP's times and things like that. And we know our GP services are very busy. But sometimes it's really important to go and make sure you have that conversation.
Is this one example, Fiona, of where people might type into the legendary Dr. Google this thing, Barrett's esophagus? I'd not heard of that before. It's a potentially precancerous condition that can sometimes lead to cancer of the esophagus. Again, I come back to that, a very, very first point. Should people be unnecessarily frightened, concerned, or is there any other reason why they shouldn't come along on Friday to Tesco's?
No, I think to quote, it's a bit of a cliche, but knowledge is power, isn't it? To know more, it is better. And we really don't want to worry people unnecessarily. Barrett's, as you say, is a potentially precancerous condition. For most people, it will actually never change from being Barrett's. But it's great to know that you have a condition like that, because if you do know, you're monitored regularly, depending on the size of that Barrett's, and you're properly kept an eye on. So it's actually a really good thing to know that you have something like that. Because actually, you know, I think it's important to say as well that if this cancer is caught early, or if you have Barrett's and there are any cell changes that make it look like something is going to change, it's actually really very easy to treat endoscopically with the camera down. Yep. It's only when it's caught late that it's a problem. And unfortunately, because so many people normalise things like heartburn and acid reflux that are ongoing and persistent, it's often caught late when curative treatment isn't always possible. So I think, you know, it's really important to know that, you know, if there is any problem, it's very treatable. It's just when it's late and you've ignored something for a long, long time, and if you've got ongoing swallowing issues, for example, absolutely, you should be speaking to your GP.
The message clearly, loud and clear, is do not put it off. Brilliant. So the roadshow at and it's organised by Greater Manchester Cancer Alliance, part of the NHS, and the national charity Heartburn Cancer UK. It's running. It has been very active so far this month. Locally, Tesco, Failsworth, Oldham. You want the postcode M350EJ. We know it well. It used to be our regular haunting place for when we had our studios down in Failsworth many, many moons ago. So listeners have no excuse about popping along there on Friday between, what was the time again, Fiona?
It's 10:30 till 6.
Brilliant. And if you're there, well, there'll be a happy, smiling person with your other colleague thing. So wonderful. Thank you ever so much for your time today, Fiona. Absolutely brilliant. Have we missed have we missed anything important that you want to get across?
I don't think so. Only to thank you for helping to share the message within your community, and also to thank NHS Greater Manchester Cancer Alliance colleagues that we've been working with, because it's really good when charities like ourselves and the NHS Cancer Alliances work together. It works so much better. You know, we can help each other, and it you know, it's linked up. It's not, you know, it's a joined up message, which is really important for people, I think.
Brilliant. Fiona, thank you for your time today, and the best of success with Friday and the rest of the week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ian. Take care now.